The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome to today's edition of Faith and Retirement. We're delighted that you're here, and you really are the most important part of what we do. And you can learn about us at faithandretirement.com. And I'm with the man, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing great today, Tom. Beautiful day here in sunny Tennessee. I don't know how it is there in San Diego. Probably warm there, too.
It's relentlessly pleasant here in San Diego. I don't think you have to be a very good weather person, meteorologist, to be a meteorologist in San Diego. It's nice. And then you're probably going to be not far wrong. So anyway, well, we are glad that wherever you are across North America that you're listening today, and we want you to align your money with your faith. Maybe you're one of those people who have seen this contradiction. John's pro-life, yet he's investing in companies that make abortion drugs, unknowingly. Martha writes a check each year to a gambling recovery ministry, but she unknowingly owns stock in casinos. And Dave fights against explicit entertainment, but he owns companies making and distributing pornography. Well, we don't want those kinds of discrepancies to be in your life. Jay, what do Christian families need to know about the state of the market for their retirement funds right now?
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. You know, most recently, the monthly U.S. manufacturing data indicated a contraction, and the weekly jobless claims rose to almost 250,000, reaching an 11-month high. And we're starting to see unemployment rates increasing, going up to 4.3% in July. That's up from 4.1% in June. And this was the fourth consecutive monthly increase in unemployment. So we're starting to see these trends here. The labor market's weakening. We started to see that in 2022 with the Fed starting to try to combat inflation. We had 40-year high inflation with higher interest rates. And all of these efforts now seem to be having an opposite effect. It's one of those things where it takes time for all of this money to catch up. And all these rate hikes have started to catch up. And there's a lot of concern now about a potential U.S. recession. It starts with the weakening labor market. And when you have a weaker labor market, that means consumers are going to start cutting back, less spending, less people have jobs. And about 70% of the U.S. economy, a lot of people don't realize this, is based on consumer spending. And right now we're starting to see businesses talking about it. High-end ticket items, we've talked about it on the show, people kind of cutting back a little bit. We're seeing even some of these staples like McDonald's and Starbucks seeing sales declining. And that's really a warning sign when you see the kind of the blue chip where everybody shops and goes starting to see declines. That's really a wake-up call. And you don't hear a lot of people talking about this, Tom, but there's a rule. It's called the Saham rule. It's S-A-H-M, Sam rule. And it's associated with the onset of recessions. It measures changes in unemployment rates. And get this, Tom, it has a perfect record for signaling recessions over the past 50 years. Right? And what the rule says is when you look at the government's unemployment rate and when it increases by 0.5 percentage points from the lowest point in the cycle, and they look at the difference between the current three-month average and the lowest three-month average from the past year, the economy is considered to be in a recession when it gets above 0.5%. So where is it right now? Unfortunately, it just tipped right over that 0.5. It's at 0.53% right now. And it's a significant development, in my opinion, for the U.S. economy, because historically, recessions have either begun or started when this indicator gets above 0.5. And that's what we're seeing right now. And the 12 recessions that have happened since 1949, there's never been a false alarm when this has been tipped. And that's over a 75-year period. While the indicator doesn't give us how bad the recession's going to be, it really is something that demands some attention. And we've seen the markets dropping very rapidly. And that's because of a lot of things. We've got Middle East tensions. We've got weak economic numbers. We've got all these things coming together at once. And right now is a great time for a portfolio review because you want an active manager, someone that can protect you when times get tough, that can line up with your faith and values. And that's why we do this show, Tom, is to help people. We don't have a magic solution to avoid the pain, but we do have the ability to play defense when things get dicey like we're seeing. And you look at what's going around the world, all assets are falling, Bitcoin, gold, silver, everybody's trying to deleverage, get to cash, and that's really creating some problems in the markets.
We're talking to Jay Peroni. Jay is a fiduciary. He's a certified financial planner. He's the kind of, that's the kind of person you want to look for when you're looking for expert help in getting your financial portfolio where it needs to be to prepare for retirement. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith by Jay Peroni. Don't wait. Get your free download right now. Yeah, Jay, what you're talking about is so true. You know, my background is in news, and we used to talk about, oh, it's a slow news day. Well, we haven't had a slow news day for a long time. The headlines are really something right now. Jay, speaking of headlines, Monday, August 5th was a very dramatic day for the financial markets. Can you help our listeners unpack what happened that day?
Yeah, at one point, the U.S. markets were down over 4%. And if you looked at the Monday morning, it was kind of like a Black Monday, reminiscent of that, certainly not as bad, but we had all the markets down by close to 4%. Treasury yields were down, meaning the bond prices were going up. People were running to safety. Bitcoin had traded below 50,000, and even gold was down 2%. So you saw really this massive outflow of assets across the board. And some of the brokerage firms like Schwab and Fidelity and Vanguard were reporting that their systems were down. So we just had so much activity going on that particular day. And really what it was is it was one of the most dramatic deleveraging events that I can recall seeing. I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and this was unlike anything I had seen. We had the VIX, which is the fear index, spike from 23 on Friday to 65. And for people that don't know those numbers, that is a drastic move in such a short period. It nearly doubled the prior day, one day surge that happened in 2020. That was the biggest surge that we had seen, about a 25 point move. And this one was nearly 50 points. The good news is the fear was very short lived. By lunchtime, the index was trading back to just about 30. So it came way down. Fear started to go out of the markets. But it is something that we really have to pay attention to. I always say, choose faith over fear. Let's not be fearful. But we do want to pay attention to what's going on in the markets. And we've seen that these markets are starting to get a little more volatile. We saw Japanese stocks have their own Black Monday type of event. The Japanese markets dropped over 12% in one day. That was similar to our U.S. markets that dropped 20% plus one day back in 87. But very, very trying times with what's going on in the Middle East, the U.S. potentially looking at recession. Now is a great time to really make sure you're in the right places. You've got a biblically based advisor that's looking out for your faith and values and trying to protect you when these markets are getting as choppy as they are.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and we referenced one of our free offers for you today, the free book that you can download from Jay Peroni at the website, which is faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com. You can also pick up the phone and call Jay and ask your questions with no obligation at 800-270-7310. And you can email Jay at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. But you can also, well, you want your actions to match your words. Well, you can get a free portfolio screen with Jay and find out now whether the companies you're investing in match your faith and values and honor God, or if they don't. And again, the number to do that is 800-270-7310. You can do the screen, and there's no obligation. Jay, what advice do you have for our listeners as the markets keep dropping? If they do keep dropping, is now a good buying opportunity, or is it time to head for the hills?
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy, human nature, right? There was a professor not too long ago, many years ago, he did something. It was an experiment, and it turned out to be what's called prospect theory. And it's when people would rather avoid pain than experience gain. Mm-hmm. For example, when he did this experiment on his students, he gave them a choice. They would flip a coin, and when they flipped the coin, if it landed tails up, the student would lose $10. And then he went and asked his students, well, how much money would you have to gain in order to play this game? And they said $20. So to avoid losing $10, they needed to gain $20. So it really puts into perspective that humans are very averse to losses, and you need to gain about twice as much as you'd lose. And it really shows the fear of loss can be a powerful motivator. And a lot of times our desire is to avoid losses, and it means we're often reluctant to buy when we should be buying. And I think Warren Buffett said it best once. He said, you should be buying when everyone is fearful and sell when everyone's greedy. And that's such great advice. And right now, you know, we're in a choppy season. August is a horrible month for the markets, the third worst month of the year. Typically, we see a lot of volatility. There's less volume. People are on vacation. And a lot of times what you see is investors are very emotional. When times are tough, they get very fearful and they start selling. Yet when times are good, everybody's loading up and they're buying when it feels right. And unfortunately, investing, it's kind of, you got to go against the crowd. You can't be following the herd. If you're doing what everyone else is doing, you're going to be led to the slaughter. That's really what you don't want to be doing. So what I would like to say is, you know, when we see these big drawdowns, like we've seen, the market dropped over 7%, about 8.5%, the S&P from its peak in July. And historically, when we see a fast move like this that happens very quickly, like over a few days, like we've seen, usually the next month is great. The mm-hmm. next 3 months is great. The next year is great. So it really does favor the bulls right now. There's obviously downside risk. If we throw out 2020, the market didn't come back a month later, did a few months later. But usually the average after we see this type of downturn is usually about 3 months out, about a 7% average gain. So I would say for investors, now is a great time to have a good shopping list, be looking for great opportunities, and be looking for stocks that have come down in price that are now on sale. People love sales. They go to the mall when their favorite clothing is on sale. But when stocks are on sale, people don't want to buy them. I say, hey, have a good solid plan. And that's what we do for our clients, is take the emotion out of it, help them to be biblically based, find good companies that line up with Christian values, and have great financial potential.
Well, Jay has done a great job with our family finances. Now, my experience may be different than yours. I can only speak for myself, but Jay is the kind of person you want in your corner. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. And right after our break, we're going to talk a little bit about your checking and savings account. They'll be in the spotlight when we're back right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
You're saving and investing for retirement, and that's great, but do you know where your investment dollars are actually going? This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, and you can learn more about Jay and download your free book today at faithandretirement.com. Jay, checking accounts and currency held by households is just a tick over $4 trillion. That's a pretty steady increase from less than $1 trillion in 2019. That's very surprising to me. It seems like more families are saving for a rainy day. So what's your take on the amount of cash that's on the sidelines today?
Yeah, you tend to see a lot of cash on the sidelines, Tom, when people are concerned about the future. And I often, in any financial plan, we do a lot of holistic financial planning as a fiduciary and certified financial planning. I lead with planning. It's not just investment management, but it's really looking at three key areas. I want to make sure that people have some growth, they have some inflation protection, they have a solid strategy. Also want to make sure that they've got income for life. We create strategies where we can create some guaranteed, protected from the ups and downs of the market. So that's the second category we have. And then the third category is, as you mentioned, emergency funds or rainy day funds. And when I often meet with people, one of the first topics we say is, how much do you have in that emergency fund? And I ask a few questions like, do you have funds that are set aside, or they at the bank, checking accounts, money markets, where is it located? And most importantly, what would trigger you to tap into this account? That's an important question, because having a strategy for how to pay for emergencies is a key part of that personal financial plan. That's one of the many reasons I want people to feel comfortable with this approach. I want them to understand that when there's an emergency and they have this emergency account, that's usually going to have 3 to 6 months worth of monthly expenses set aside. It's going to help them move forward with a more comprehensive plan. We don't want to have to be selling stocks like the last week. The markets are going down and you have an emergency. Now you have to sell when the markets are down. So a comfortable amount of money in that emergency fund is really going to be dependent upon the family situation. As a rule of thumb, I said 3 to 6 months, but for someone that's commissioned, they may want to have more there. What if you have a bad year? What if you have a bad quarter? You want to have enough there that can fund unexpected expenses in any of those hard times. You want it to be flexible enough to cover other short-term needs. And that's really the foundation of the strategy. And if you haven't set up an emergency fund, or you don't have that as part of your strategy, it may be time to revisit that approach. It really is important, because you don't want to be selling at the wrong times, and you want to have money earmarked for those emergencies.
Very good. We're talking to Jay Peroni, and you can learn about Jay. In fact, you can pick up the phone and call Jay at 800-270-7310. And that is the place to ask your questions and also set up your free, no obligation, sit down with Jay. And the website is faithandretirement.com. Jay, I've been thinking about this. Tell us about your perfect client. Like, who could you best serve?
Yeah, so the best person, and I always like to give examples. That really helps to think, you know, is this someone like me? Is this somewhere I could benefit from? And I have this client, Marty, who just joined us, Faith Investor Service. He had a few 401ks. He had worked for some different companies and never really did anything with those old 401ks. He wasn't sure. He had heard our show, and he really felt convicted. He had just retired. He wanted to honor the Lord with his investments. So we did the free portfolio review. We screened and cleaned it, and we found several problems. And the problems were, he said, Jay, I don't want to have any money in abortion, no money in pornography. I don't want to support Planned Parenthood, all these LGBTQ, all these woke companies. I don't want alcohol, tobacco, gambling. So we started to screen his portfolio and found that 40% of his 401k was supporting these very same companies that he wanted to avoid. The second thing we looked at is, okay, you're not lined up with your ethical where you want to be. How are you doing financially? And we have a software where we can screen and look at his funds compared to the top managers in the world. And unfortunately, when we looked at his portfolio, the returns were very poor compared to the risk he was taking. So a lot of his funds were in the bottom third of the universe. So I could say, okay, if you're getting good returns, we can clean it up and help you get those same good returns, but do it in a clean fashion. But he had a double whammy here. He had bad companies that weren't lined up with his faith and values, and bad returns. So the other thing we looked at was his fees. So this was the third kind of strike against him. He was paying way too much in fees. So bottom line, Marty was getting poor returns, paying high fees, not investing in a way that lined up with his Christian faith. So we screened that portfolio, we rolled over his funds, cleaned him up, and now he's got an IRA paying less in fees, and it's lined up with his faith and values. So my ideal client, getting back to your question, is a Christian family. Typically, they've saved at least, you know, $100,000, $250,000 for retirement. They want to honor the Lord with their money and needs. They need some help with retirement planning. And as a fiduciary, I work with folks who need help combating what I call the four greatest threats: running out of money in retirement, paying too much in taxes, not keeping up with inflation, and needing long-term care down the road. Those really are the things I help people solve, and that's really what I love and what I'm passionate about each day.
I love that. We need to visit that topic more often because that is so powerful. It is amazing to me how much time men especially will spend to avoid spending $1,000 too much on a car. But these things like fees, they can be way more than that when it's amortized over a lifetime. Jay, you're a CFP. You're a fiduciary. My understanding is less than 10% of financial advisors can say anything like that. You're an independent investment advisor. What does that mean? And what are the benefits?
Yeah, so one of the things I always talk to people when they work with me is I say, I make some promises to you, and I don't have any proprietary products. I don't have any agendas to sell you. So I listen to my clients, and I try to create that strong relationship. Not a salesperson. I don't have a sales agenda. So I advise my clients in an independent fashion, meaning I can go anywhere in the world. We use Schwab as our platform. Anything that's available on Schwab, we can buy. Bonds, stocks, gold, CDs, commodities. And what I do is I gain an understanding of my client's unique situation, and I advise them accordingly. And what I do is I use the prudent man rule. Is this something that I would recommend to my mother? Would I recommend it to my father? Would I recommend it to grandparents, to friends? That's really the standard that I use, rather than the average salesperson who's working on commission or may not always have their client's best interest at heart. I'm not putting them down, but just being independent means, among other things, that I'm free to recommend a wide variety of investment products, regardless of who offers them. I love being objective and simply telling it like it is. I don't hold any punches. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to be overly optimistic or overly pessimistic. I like to filter through the world and come up with a Christian biblical worldview when I give that advice. And that's really different from a lot of advisors who they may be Christians, but they're not using a biblical worldview, looking at the independent companies. What are they funding? What types of areas are they investing in? And I'm free to really give that advice and not have any proprietary or anything that's forcing me to have a sales quota.
I love that. That's why we chose you, and that's why we put the eggs in your basket, if you will. We've only got 2 minutes left, so maybe it's unfair to ask you this question, but are there any practical things you can do to help our listeners minimize their tax liabilities now and in retirement?
There absolutely are, Tom. A lot of people don't realize they're sitting there with their 401k and they say, hey, I've got $500,000 or I've got $1 million. Well, no, you really don't, because good old Uncle Sam has his hands in your pockets. You take out $100,000 and what happens? Federal and state taxes in some cases, definitely federal, but sometimes state taxes. You take it all out and that could be huge, huge tax liability. So we have a program, Tom, called Retirement Analyzer. One of the tracks on this is tax planning. We help to minimize taxes. We look at where they're going to take income from, their asset location. Should they take it from Roths or taxable accounts? We look at doing Roth conversion strategies. We look at ways to help them save in taxes, not only on their retirement accounts, but their taxable accounts as well, to help them to be able to give more to their favorite causes, ministries, and churches, and also leave more to their loved ones. So we want to minimize taxes and grow that money so they have more so they can give more.
Very good. Well, we need to talk about that Roth conversion thing. That sounds really good. Call Jay and ask your questions about your unique situation. Here's your invitation. Radio is the invitation medium, and we're inviting you to call Jay at 800-270-7310. 800-270-7310. The website is faithinretirement.com. You can send him an email, if that's more your speed, at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And this is your place for biblically responsible investing. Thank you for listening. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.